Rob, I introduced this conversation talking about the fact that you and I consider the European Union as at least the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire. Now, that's the book of Daniel, chapters 2 and 7, and we could spend, I guess, a couple of hours discussing those passages of Scripture. But without doing that, let's look at the current events of what's going on in the European Union among its leadership. I'm hearing more and more the term empire. When they want to firm up the power, the strength of the European Union, they're using the term empire. Why is that the case?
Well, they believe the key to peace and prosperity, that's the EU's goal, that key to that is a single global empire, a single world government system, if you will. And the EU is founded upon what is called the supranational government system. It's not a federation like the United States at all. It's basically a group of individuals who no longer have any alliance to the countries that they were born in. In other words, they turn their back on nationalism, and they believe they are representing, if you will, a board of executives that can best govern the world under their control. This isn't an elected group. It's a group of leaders, 28 of them currently, and they are all going toward the single goal of an empire. And, of course, we see Germany, headed by Merkel, as really the prime pusher for this idea, and now joined by Francis Macron. They are all talking more than we think of globalization as a business aspect. No, no, no. It's a governmental control of the world's empire. And the EU certainly is an embryonic form of that. It is unique in history, which is exactly what Daniel says that final world government will be. It will be unique in history like none other. And the EU at least qualifies on that basis.